died from an overdose of drugs, agreed to pay $30,000 to settle a federal civil violation, according to documents made public today. Aside from the fine, the doctor has agreed to stricter requirements for logging and reporting his prescriptions of controlled substances for 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Firefighter Andrew Needham was one of the heroes of Southwest Airlines Flight 1380. Now, he brushed off his accolades for his efforts today, saying he's, quote, no different than any other firefighter. With his family by his side, Needham spoke earlier about the victim who he tried to help save.
She had two kids, and a loving husband, and a community around her that loved her. So my heart is broken for them. And I just pray that they find comfort, they find healing.
New York's governor is going to let 35,000 convicted felons vote. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A New York law has long required that felons there complete their parole before their voting rights can be restored. Now the Democratic governor, Andrew Cuomo, says he'll issue an executive order to restore those voting rights to felons now on parole and to those who enter the parole system every month. Cuomo says felons on parole should be permitted to express their opinions about the choices facing their communities through voting because they, too, work, pay taxes, and support their families. For U.S. USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, the number of prescriptions for opioid painkillers filled in the U.S. fell dramatically last year, showing their biggest drop in 25 years. Please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, they're dropping like flies out there. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Watchdog on Wall Street show. These guys, I mean, these guys could teach classes on how to lose money. Remember that? That was from Wall Street. Who was it? It was Cromwell? He's losing how many million, a quarter a point? What is he teaching a class on how to lose money? Remember that? Talking about hedge fund guys here. Hey, Greenlight Capital, another big hedge fund, super guru out there, down another 14%. And he's playing both sides of the market. I don't know. And then, of course, there's this one. Oh, boy, saw this one coming miles and miles and miles away. Bill Ackman. Pershing Square. Remember, these guys were regulars on CNBC. Regulars on Business Press. They're constantly quoted all the time. And I tell you, I've lost business to these guys. Being honest, I have. Business coming back. But I lost business to these guys because people out there somehow believe that these guys were magical. They were like investing Gandalfs the Grey, and they were wizards. And they had all sorts of newfound ways of making money that little old Markowski investments couldn't do. Let me put this into perspective for you. Pershing Square used to be $20 billion hedge fund. $20 billion hedge fund, they're now down to what? Eight billion? Now, listen, my youngest child is 12. I could give my 12-year-old child, if I could, I said, hey, you know, Nico, I'm going to have you do some homework. It's a project for you. I'm going to give you $20 billion to manage. What I mean by manage is you're trying to make more money. And you do it through investing. And I just give him some basics there and tell him to look at the various different companies. I'm telling you right now, my son wouldn't go from $20 billion to $8 billion. He wouldn't. I mean, you have to almost try to do that. It always reminds me of Brewster's Millions, that Richard Pryor, John Candy movie, where what he had to spend $30 million in a month without having any assets to speak of when he was all said and done. Then he inherited $300 million. How does one go from $20 billion to $8 billion? You have to really be bad at your job. And what's amazing is he still has $8 billion. You still have people out there that want to believe. Dollar and a dream. They want to believe the lie. They like the fancy brochure. They like to tell their buddies on the golf course that they're invested in hedge funds. I got a better idea. Why don't you have a hedge fund made up for you? Why don't you have a hedge fund made up for you? That's what we do. Anyway, have to get into some of these business stories. I've got a huge stack of them here. Wanted to comment on. Apple is going to be giving $100 billion more back to shareholders due to the tax cut. Okay. If you read the comments section of this article, what do some people say? It's terrible. It's giving the rich people more money. And we told you they're just going to pay it back in dividends and share buybacks. So, how many people are probably invested? I'm not talking about direct ownership of Apple stock, but indirectly through their pension fund or their mutual funds that they have, whatever it may be, ETFs. And you don't think that that's good for people? Of course it is. Of course it is. And we're going to continue to see stuff like this happen. And if Apple's buying back its shares, what does it tell you about the valuation? And how they feel about the valuation and what price they're getting the stock at. Anyway, moving on. I want to talk about this too. The steadily disappearing American car. I saw this and I didn't give it really much thought on a regular basis. But then I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to try an experiment here. I'm going to go for a quick ride into, I got to go for, pick up, do some errands. I got to go into town over by me, Huntington, Long Island, and I'm going to count cars on the road that I see that are American cars. Cars. I'm not talking pickup trucks. I'm not talking SUVs. I'm talking cars, sedans. Couple, few. They're actually pretty hard to find. Why? Well, you know, the automakers don't particularly like selling cars. They can make a hell of a lot more money selling SUVs. And that's what they focus on. But, again, you're going to see changes now with Scott Pruitt at the EPA changing some of the A standards here in the United States. Many of these car manufacturers are going to be getting out of the car business and staying in with pickup trucks and SUVs because that's where they make their money. And the reason why they stayed in the auto business is because they had to meet these CAFE standards. For example, the Ford Fiesta. They're canceling the Ford Fiesta. Now, I'm sorry if you own a Ford Fiesta. I'm going to make fun of your car. I'm sorry. I'm not getting in a car. I'm not getting on the Long Island Expressway. I'm not getting in a car whose bike tires are smaller, or bike tires. The tires are smaller than the mountain bike tires on my bike. I'm not doing it. See the tires on those things? I mean, car's so bloody small. I mean, it's one of those cars you're going to run out of plates at the gym. You put it on a squat rack and you start doing squats with it. They don't make money when they make those cars. You know how many vehicles U.S. automakers have to make that they don't make a dime on? They knowingly go into it and lose money? Well, that's going away. And that's good for the profitability of U.S. automakers. Anyway, this is a follow-up. We actually did talk about this on the program and some of the advantages that Amazon has. As it turns out, for every Amazon package that it delivers, the Postal Service loses $1.46. It's interesting how Bezos was able to manipulate this whole last-mile monopoly by the U.S. Postal Service and how he's gone about doing that. And he has. Yes. I mean, it's an enormous benefit what they do. Home solar falling off the charts in the sense that people aren't buying it anymore. And as it turns out, they're not really even pushing it anymore. First solar, they're going out there and pushing the product. Well, they've gotten a ton of subsidies. All of these energy companies, especially solar cell companies, have gotten insane amounts of money in subsidies, whether it be building their plant or the fact that they don't have to pay any taxes. You try to tell me how that's right, how that's fair. It's not. It's not. Again, I was funny. Going back to this is, 2009, I get a phone call from one of the solar companies telling me, hey, Mr. Markowski, we'd like to give you a quote on putting solar on the roof of your house. Living in Southwest Florida. I was like, okay. Okay, they Google Earth my house, asked me a couple questions, and they said, oh, we should be able to save you $100 a month on your electric bill. $100 a month, huh? Well, how much does it cost to put these solar panels in? And it gives me a number over $30,000. Are you serious? I'm going to spend over $30,000 on a depreciating asset to stick on the roof of my house to save $100 a month? Who does this? Who's that silly? Oh, wait, Mr. Markowski. Don't worry. You're going to get a tax break in the state of Florida we gave money to, and you could take that money. That even got me more irate. I'm like, so I'm going to put this on my kid's credit card. My kid's credit card, which is our national debt. And have them pay for it. Get out of here. Honestly, people, we get enamored with some of these technologies, and we've been trying to perfect the solar thing now for years and years and years. And you know what they got? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. One quick follow-up here, and I found this funny. I was explaining here on the show, talking about real estate, commercial real estate around the country, and obviously I live next to New York City, not far from New York City, and I was explaining what was going on in the city with the amount of storefronts that are empty. Well, Starbucks chairman, he took a walk on Madison Avenue in New York, and he said it reminded him of 2008. And again, you got a whole bunch of stores that have been shuttered there. And I laughed at this. I was like, gee whiz, Starbucks chairman, thank you for being master of the obvious. We reported on this. Well, you price people out of the market. You make it ridiculous for them. They're not going to start businesses. They're not going to take out leases. They're not going to pay rents. It's way too much of a risk. And these landlords aren't willing to bend yet. But they will. Oh, yeah. They eventually will. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. Be back.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6060 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6060. Avant.com, code 6060.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Hey, man. Welcome back. I couldn't help myself. We have to cover this. We have to. First and foremost, I want to let everybody know. I know a lot of other things happened over the course of the week. We talk about Syria, all sorts of stuff. Guys, never fear. Your watchdog is here 6 days a week. Get to our website and go to Apple, iTunes, subscribe to my podcast, and you can listen to it 6 days a week. And I don't charge you a bloody dime. It's all free. Anyway. Okay. I found this hilarious. I did. Again, I was it last week here on the program that I was making fun of journalists, and it was like calling them not journalists, but instigators. They're really not that bright. they're not. Case in point, the Denver Post. The Denver Post decided to put out an article in their paper. Denver Post does not, basically they're rebelling against their hedge fund ownership. They don't like their owners. In the article, they put a picture of their newsroom staff and they silhouetted out some of the people that were going to be fired. They don't like ownership because they're trying to make money. No, you can't have that. What they want is a sugar daddy. You know what a sugar daddy is, right? I'm not kidding. And don't ask me how I found out about this. Probably on page 6 of the New York Post or something like that. There's actual, I guess, websites out there where women, they're basically prostituting themselves. They're just looking for, well, an older guy to take care of them. A rich guy to take care of them, to be their sugar daddy, to buy them stuff. And then I'm sure, obviously there's some exchange of services, one would assume. But in essence, the Denver Post is looking for a sugar daddy because they can't make money. These instigators / journalists think of themselves as some sort of, I don't know, some sort of resistance movement. When in the world do workers in any profession get to unilaterally demand the employer's or owner's decisions? I want to fill in, okay, and this is for all of you, maybe some kids out there. I want to go to college and be a journalist and change the world. First off, your job is not to change the world. Your job is to report on it. You are a think of yourself as a play-by-play announcer. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what the job is. Newspapers are a product. They're a product. They're a service. And guess what? You need to be in the black. Yeah, I do all the old Kroger industrial smoothing. Oh, the black thing, the red thing. I don't know which one's a good one. The black one. But these journalists, they fail to actually believe that that is what needs to have happened. They're above all that. They transcend black and red and profits. You destroyed your own business. Oh, you can blame the internet. You can point fingers everywhere. But with all your propagandizing, all your editorializing, all your narrative baiting crap that you guys pull, you ruined your own business. There was a piece on this on Town Hall, and they were talking about this conservative comic and pundit. His name is Evan Sayet. And he's talking about this self-delusion in liberal thought. So for the last 3 generations, college students have learned that the most important value is acceptance. Indiscriminates, what Sayet calls indiscriminateness. To overcome the evils of the world, one must stop recognizing any standard of good and evil. To point out differences between good and bad is tantamount to conflict-inducing bigotry. Surprisingly enough, this pernicious ideology entered Western thought, starting with the, anti-intellectual, hopelessly romantic, Jean-Jacques Rousseau. And again, his stuff was dismissed because people had, I don't know, common sense. But after the World War II, we had all this prosperity here in this country. It enabled college students to pursue Rousseau's backwards views without any sort of hurt. College journalism majors have been taught that advocacy, not objectivity, is the mainstay of their profession. These journalism students are specifically taught that they need to report on the sorrows of the downtrodden, represent the world as a fundamentally unfair place defined by poverty, disease, death, and that injustice cannot be vanquished by rejecting traditional standards of morality. Why do you think your business suffers? People see through it. And they tune it out. And again, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how long a lot of these cable networks are going to hold on. Again, they've got their buyers and, you know, they can sell. These are networks and they can sell package deals where you get, you know, something on MSNBC and something on NBC or something. I get all that. But eventually, some point in time, somebody's going to look at this and say, you know what? If we just eliminate this entire station, we'll make that much more money. And I've told people here again and again and again, I don't know why anyone would watch cable news. And that means any of them at this point. Any of them. You will find yourself, and I started this long before Rushbo and all the other talk shows, long time ago. I said, you want to be a much happier individual? Stop watching cable news. Shut it off. Don't watch it. Skip over it. I don't care. Watch reruns of The Deadliest Catch or Family Guy, friend, anything. Pick up a book. You know, I finally got my mother to do it. And I just called, Chris, thank you so much. I'm finally listening to you. I'm not paying attention to this nonsense anymore. I finally realize all they want to do is get me riled up and aggravated and upset. Bingo! Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Start from, and we're falling apart.
All right, welcome back. Guys, you can do it. We were talking about this during the break. I'm telling you, this would be a great idea. I know I'm going to mention it on the air. Someone's going to steal it. That's okay. Remember the television show Mystery Science Theater 3000? where they had the two in the front there. You could just see kind of the backs of their heads, the silhouettes, and they would just make fun of like old science fiction movies and 1970s movies, 60s. It was pretty funny. I would love to do a Mystery Science Cable News. Mystery Science Cable News 2018. I get so I got a buddy. I would just sit in the front and would just make fun of cable news shows. It would be awesome. Listen, you can quit. Hey, guys, this is coming from somebody that was a regular guest on all of these networks. I quit. I said, that's it. I said, I'm not doing it anymore. What is the point? I'm going to go in and I'm going to go into the city and I'm going to go to this place. I'm going to do this hit that's going to last for maybe 3 minutes, 4 minutes at the most. And I'm going to have to probably yell over somebody to get my point across, and then they're going to be on to the next thing. Dumb. For what? For what? I originally started doing it because, yeah, I thought, oh, geez whiz, and help and bring biz. You get nowhere. It's a waste of time. Anyway, got to mention this quickly and talk about the problem in media. It conflicts with people's brains. The information sometimes that they put out to people, it's like, tilt, does not compute, but I'm supposed to believe this because I'm being told by the Washington Post. Let me give you a case in point. Washington Post, columnist, okay, who owns the Washington Post? Jeff Bezos. Now, Jeff Bezos is an open borders, let them all in. I want the cheapest labor possible guy. Again, this is part of the problem with this country, is that we shouldn't allow people to own media properties when they have all of these other areas of business where they're going to be conflicted in whether or not they're going to cover it or not. Now, I get it. You can buy good editorial coverage by spending a lot of money on advertising, but it's a little bit ridiculous. Anyway, in an editorial in the Washington Post this past week, editors called on Trump to flood the labor market with foreign workers, claiming that more workers are necessary to fill the needs of big business and corporations. The editor's right. President Trump makes no secret of his distaste for immigrants, nor of his support for measures to slash both legal and illegal immigration. Even as his crusade to close borders intensifies, American employers in an array of industries, manufacturing, agriculture, trucking, home building, energy, food service, retail, and others, are warning that a long brewing labor shortage is reaching crisis proportions. His distaste for immigrants? No, illegal immigrants. Uh-huh. The editors also say that Trump's tight labor market deprives businesses of oxygen in the form of labor. But they actually link a report that admits the current labor market has brought much needed relief to American workers. Again, this is the Washington Post. This shortage is undoubtedly good news for workers. Unemployment at 4.1%, 17-year low. Wages are rising in a more robust pattern. You want to end that, is what you're saying? You want to end that so you can help out big businesses and flood the country with illegals, is what you're saying. Again, does not compute. Tilt. This is Washington Post. Well, I suppose, again, follow along, people. Okay, if you're new to the program, there's this thing that we came up with before everybody else. Well, before Limbaugh was even talking about this, he's gotten on the bandwagon now. The watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. Big business, politicians, media. They work hand in hand to further their own needs, not yours. You get that? Here's the Washington Post putting out a column. So you're telling me that people's wages going up and the labor market tightening and people having better, better job opportunities, better pay, better negotiating positions with employers is bad. They're telling you that that's bad. Whatever. And again, here's a story out of Florida, too. Florida actually wanted to, thinking about putting E-Verify on the ballot, making it mandatory in the state. And what do you got? Big business people. Oh, no, you can't have that. Oh, sure. They want to continue to have the slave labor. And let me tell you something. There's basically slave labor in this country. Take a drive across the middle of the state of Florida and take a look at the conditions where those workers live. I used to live down there. I lived on the coast. And our church, every single week, all we did, clothes, food, to give to all of these migrant workers, which were basically making slaves. We're basically slave labor. It is what it is. Getting paid below market rates. You want to continue that? Anyway, watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and this is my dog, Mr. Sparks. We're from Miami, Florida, and we love our Ring Video doorbell, mostly because over the past year, I've had a bunch of packages stolen. Those delivery guys expect us to be at home for 4 hours of the day just waiting. Like the other day, we were at the store, and I got a pop-up on my phone. I saw the delivery guy talk to him right from my doorbell. Here, listen.
Would you want me to leave it here or over by the plants, over on the side?
By the plants. So now I know my packages are safe. It's like I'm at home and the park at the same time, which is awesome for me and my dog, Mr. Sparks.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring, to make our neighborhoods safer. Join Lauren, Mr. Sparks, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring Video Doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. A national survey of more than 1,000 U.S. drivers reveals a surprising disparity between attitudes and behavior when it comes to distracted driving. The survey was commissioned by Esurance to better understand why people get distracted when they're behind the wheel. One worrying finding is that more than 90% of those surveyed believe that texting while driving is not a good idea, but more than half of daily commuters continue to do it anyway. Stephanie Braun is the director of the Connected Car at Esurance.
Despite the fact that fatalities related to distracted driving are on the rise, the survey tells us that drivers are willing to take the risk and continue to give in to the lure of using technology while driving. We're seeing more automakers try to address the issue of distracted driving through semi-autonomous features, but nearly a third of drivers with in-car safety tech believe warnings, sounds, and alerts can be distracting as well.
For more information, visit www.esurance.com. That's www.esurance.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. acted as the watchdog on Wall Street show. I guess one of the big stories the past week, politically, Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, not going to run for re-election. Again, this is a big deal. People fail to realize Speaker of the House is one of the most powerful people on the planet, third in line to the presidency. Third in line. For a while, I was a big-time Paul Ryan fan back in the day. And I think probably Paul Ryan stayed on for too long. He did. I liked him because he was a wonky guy and a numbers guy. And I'll never forget how he completely dismantled Barack Obama right to his face back at the Blair House when they were discussing Obamacare. And there's Barack sitting there like King Farouk. Yeah, I am the greatest. I am awesome. Didn't know a damn thing about what he was talking about. And Paul Ryan basically breaks down Obamacare for being the joke that it was, not mathematically possible. But again, he kind of worked his way up to the top, and then I guess being Speaker of the House, you're also the fundraiser in chief as well. And I guess his need to compromise kind of changed him to some degree. I understand. Okay, people trying to look into this a little bit deeper. Oh, it's afraid of the blue wave. No. He's not an old guy. He's got young kids. I don't know how they do it. I don't. I'm being honest with you. I don't know how they do it. I couldn't miss my kids' ball games. Couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. You just say, hey, Chris, you want to make an additional $5 million a year? You can do this job. But you know what? You're not going to be home. You're going to be on the road. You're not going to be able to see your kids' ball games. Nope. Nope. No thanks. You can keep the money. You can keep the money. I'll make that money later on. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the fact I want to see my kids play. I want to be around them. We were talking about this past week. Maybe we get a much better crop of characters in Washington, D.C. if they just change the way things were done. And I'm saying we've got to limit the shut down the existing legislative calendar. Shorten it. I mean, just cut it down to size. You know, so you cut their pay down to nothing, too. You basically make it a almost like a National Guard type of position. And don't tell me it couldn't be done this way. Now, again, the lobbyists aren't going to like this. But I think it would be much better for the country. Yeah, one weekend a month. Hey, you guys get done. You get done when you get done. You can't get things done well. So be it. You know what? The country will keep running without you. We'll be just fine. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street. Be happy.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want.
Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So always honored to have you tuned into the program. Les, I'm talking about this now. I don't know if you saw this past week. There was the story out there. Eric Erickson, he's a talk radio show host out of Atlanta. He's written a couple books, and he was from the get-go. He's a never Trumpster out there, and he wrote this story out there how he met with a member of Congress who was afraid to put his name to what he was saying about Donald Trump. And he said, this is a guy that goes on Fox News and other cable outlets and defends the president and says all these things that we should impeach the president, all this stuff. Okay. You're going to say all that stuff. Man up and put your name on it. And again, Eric Erickson, he wants attention. And I knew right away he got himself booked on all the cable networks. Look at this big story you've got here. Well, anyway, you're kind of pointing to maybe let's take Eric Erickson's word for it and say that it's accurate, which I find plausible. Donald Trump is most certainly shaking things up in Washington, D.C. Some good, and I'm going to say some bad. I'm going to say some bad. It's okay to be unpredictable. I think it's good to be somewhat unpredictable when it comes to certain things. But when you wake up in the morning and the first thing, I don't know what time he gets up early. When you start putting your tweets out in the morning and I've got to try to discern what the hell you mean and then how many of these tweets contradict themselves, it's chaos. That's chaos. And let me tell you something. People, they don't like to live in chaos. They don't. I'm not an anarchist, okay? I'm a libertarian. I'm not an anarchist. And one day we're blowing up Syria. The next day we're not blowing up Syria. Well, I don't know what the next day is going to be. One day, worst relations with Russia since the Cold War. Next tweet out, oh my God, we're going to help them with their economy. What? Put the damn Twitter down, man. Just put it down. Enough is enough. Go out there and lead. Stop with all of this nonsense. You're giving everybody agita for crying out loud. And we got all this story about Mueller now going after Trump's lawyer. And Alan Dershowitz is thrown into this. And he met with Trump. And then he's up next on Sean Hannity. And should the files have been taken? And the ACLU weighs in. And I'm saying to myself, this is the bulk of the news coverage over the course of the week, right? This is bigger story bigger story than the United States possibly going to war again in Syria. You know, might it be the responsibility of, I don't know, you newsmakers there, you journalists or you instigators, maybe to fill people up in and what's actually going on in Syria and who's on what side, and maybe fill us in on how half the country's population has been displaced over the past 7 years and the hundreds of thousands of people that have been killed? No, no. And let's talk about the porn star and the payoff to her. That's better. That's more important, right? People, they are going to grow tired of the chaos. They are. I'm calling it like I see it, people. Okay? And I know I get the big-time Trump supporters there that curse me up and down. Listen, you got to stop, okay? I'm honest here on the program. I am. And I give kudos to the president. I support the president when he does things that I like, things that he's supposed to do. But again, I really wish people out there would, rather than look at us, I need to support this. I need to, why don't you, you got to learn to be critical, okay? I cannot coach a team and give nothing but positive reinforcement. Okay? Can't do it. I have to correct players as well. Do I not? I wouldn't be a very good coach if I wasn't out there correcting things that I saw were wrong. You know, it was great that the country railed against Republicans over the Easter break and called their congressman and yelled and screamed about the omnibus spending package. We need more of that. You can't go blindly backing politicians. That type of consensus is dangerous. It really is. Ever hear about the 10th man theory? And I'm running out of time here in this segment. It was in one of my favorite zombie movies, World War Z. And in the movie, the Israelis figured it out. Well, they didn't figure it out. They just knew how to protect themselves. And they set something up, and this is real, they do this. They got 10 men in a room, and 9 of the men feel one way. It is the duty of the 10th man to disagree with the other 9. It is the duty of them for that guy to come up with a reason why they should be thinking differently. It's just how dangerous consensus is. We need a nation of people that can think on their own. That's what makes America great. That individual spirit. We vote for people to go there and represent us and our interests, not to govern by opinion polls, not to stick their finger in the air to see which way the wind is blowing. That always gets us into trouble. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. God bless. Have a wonderful week.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials?
Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hello, my name is Rob.
Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hutterton Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.